1509, good afternoon. I got a priority request to talk from you. Can you explain about a little bit about what's going on?
Sure. So I started driving the 19 route, like I do. So anyway, I got off course, and I was going to go down to 82nd and ask you what's the best way to get back on course. And as I was pulling away from the stop there at whatever that is, 19 stop west of 205, a car came by and clipped me on the right front.
Okay, so we have are they still on scene? Did the car take off? And how bad is the damage? Have you been able to inspect it?
So no, actually, they're down there. I ended up turning the bus around. I'm heading back the other, I'm pointing back towards eastbound. But we are both on scene. In fact, the police just showed up down at her vehicle. There's the front bumper of the bus has some marks on the rubber bumper, and her vehicle, I went and looked at it, has some marks, some rubbing on her back right side bumper.
Okay, so you're calling, and first off, you moved the vehicle. Is there a reason why you moved the vehicle from its original location once the accident happened? I'm just curious. Were you blocking? Was there any reason why you needed to do that?
Yeah, copy that. I was blocking because I was, I was coming across, getting into the line of traffic, and when it happened, I just thought, well, I need to be going the other direction, so I just did a U-turn and went back to the next stop going the other way.
All right, I copy. And you said the other person's on scene. Have you guys had time to exchange information?
Well, I ran back there to talk to her, and I said, I asked her, is everything okay? And she says, well, you hit me, and I'm calling the cops. So I said, okay. I went over and looked at her vehicle, and I ran back to my bus here. I mean, she's just like a half a block down, and I wanted to make sure I got you guys called as fast as I could.
Okay, so we always want to make sure that we're calling immediately, as soon as we can call you. Like, this should have used that. You definitely want to hit that immediately when the incident actually happens, and we do try not to move the bus, because we need this. It's considered evidence. We're going to have a supervisor come out and take photos. So with that said, I need you to hold there. We're going to send a supervisor your way, try to exchange the information with the woman. It looks like the police are already there, so that's good. And just really quick, I want you to describe again exactly what happened. Were you pulling away from, because you had pulled into a 19 stop, you had said, right?
Yep, that's correct. I was pulling away from the 19 stop. I checked my mirrors like I do, and I didn't see her. And I started pulling away from the stop to head down to 82nd, because I knew it was a wider area and a safer stop to ask you for directions. And, I mean, I didn't even feel it. I saw her go by, and I didn't feel it, but she, swerved, and then she kept going, and then she pulled over, and, I turned around.
All right, 59. So here's where I'm at. Since the police are already on scene, we're going to send a supervisor your way. I want you to tie it up. You're four ways on. I'm going to get this information going. You're going to get information sent to your CAD, and I want you to wait for the supervisor to be on scene, okay? So do not move that bus anymore.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks.
No problem. One more thing. Can I get the description of the other vehicle?
Okay.